Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is April 26, 2012. In turmoil, and most don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin and look to the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Meaning look to the world, that means look to the world and get out of its sinless ways. Stand up for Yeshua. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me and I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address, excuse me, at our blog, which is prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com. Now, prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio goes tonight according to your will and not mine. And please give us all ears in which to hear the truth. Amen and amen. Well, folks, tonight we're going to talk about the so-called green agenda to save the planet. Most people have no idea what the environmental wackos have in store out there for us. Environmental wackos, yeah, I've been calling them that for years. Anyway, do not get me wrong, we're supposed to be good stewards of our resources. These people want to use the environment to rule us. And after reading the book Eco-Tyranny, maybe, just maybe, my prayer is that the general public will wake up. Tonight, I bring back on with me Brian Sussman, a former weather radio person at KPIX. Brian received numerous Emmy Awards, Associated Press Awards for Best Weathercast 8 different times, and Radio and Television News Director trophies for Best Weathercast, also 8 times. I wonder if that was the same year. Anyway, he also has been a radio talk show host in the Bay Area with Ann Coulter as his first guest. Well, in the Bay Area, that's strongly liberal territory, and you know what that means for Brian. Anyway, Brian was on our program talking about his book ClimateGate before. You folks are still replaying that program over and over out of the archives, so most of you out there know him. Tonight he is back to speak about his new book, The Green Agenda, Eco-Tyranny, How the Left's Agenda Will Dismantle America. Welcome, Brian. Are you there with me, Brian?
Pastor, it's great to be back with you. I really appreciate this opportunity. We are brothers linked together in faith, and we're also brothers linked together in patriotism in that we want to see this country saved. And we both know that there is an agenda. It's out to destroy faith. It's out to destroy capitalism. It's out to destroy the American way.
Thank you, Brian. This new book, I just have to say, it's really an astounding book. Your first book, ClimateGate, was really a great book, and I guess I'm putting a plug in for WorldNet Daily right now, because, folks, if you go over and get his book, new book, Eco-Tyranny, then you get the ClimateGate book for free. And that's a really great deal that you can't even beat on Amazon. And the reason I'm saying that is not because I'm trying to push WorldNet Daily, but you need to get the first book too, ClimateGate, which I really, you know, going back to that, I really loved that book, ClimateGate, that we talked about a couple of years ago. Go ahead.
No, Pastor, the reason why I wrote that book is because I wanted reactions just like you gave. It was a one-stop shop. It was one stop shopping opportunity for everything you'd ever want to know about the global warming scam. What happened is I was researching that book. I was realizing that the entire environmental movement is based on a scam. And I came away from Climate Gate and had a discussion with my wife, and I said, what do I do with all this information? There really is another book here. And she encouraged me then to go out and write it. This book's going off the shelves, and we need to get the word out.
Yeah, amen. Thank God for her wife. I mean, you know, if God can't get our attention, he will sure use their mouth. And that's a fact. Blessings to all the women out there. Anyway, we won't go too much into that. The astonishing thing about this book is that it takes us in a, it shows that something that the Climate Gate book didn't show, that this thing started clear back with Marx and it went through Hitler, and these guys were some really big green people. Would you care to touch on that?
Oh yeah, because it's part and parcel of the first half of the book where I give a really damning expose of the environmental movement, and then the second half of the book is how we can undo what they're doing to us. But you mentioned, you got people's attention, Pastor, when you just mentioned Karl Marx and Frederick Engels. Let's do a little historical review on these guys. And I do this in the book, but just for your audience right now, Frederick Engels and Karl Marx were the guys who wrote the Communist Manifesto. These were Germans. They originally were out on a quest to eliminate Christianity. In fact, the words that Karl Marx used when he was a young man were liquidate Christianity. He wanted to vanquish it from the planet. He went from there to going after capitalism because he believed that biblical Christianity brought about capitalism. He thought capitalism was evil. It exploits people, he thought. It doesn't give them best lives. It exploits certain people. And so he wanted to eliminate capitalism, especially the capitalism that he saw in the United States, which had to do with the ownership of property.
Right.
So he and Frederick Engels in 1883 came up with this theory. Capitalism produces pollution. Pollution could change the planet's atmosphere. This is what they were telling people. They said, listen, capitalism produces pollution. What if that pollution could change the climate, bring about an ice age, and actually kill the entire human species and put the planet out of business entirely? If that were the case, would you then be willing to say that capitalism is bad? So they were trying to sell this to the people back in their day. On page 31 of my book, I share the quote with you. It's the money quote from Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, where they put forth this theory on global cooling, bringing about an ice age because of pollution created by capitalism. Pastor, the left has never left this theory. Oh, it may have changed from global cooling to global warming and not a climate change. They know that the weather is the scariest thing on the planet. They want to frighten people and make them think that their activities could actually change the climate.
Yeah, absolutely. You might want to throw in there, tell the people what the wonderful Earth Day is that so many of them celebrate, and even in the schools. What's really Earth Day?
Well, okay. I have met here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we have a lot of wonderful patriots who have adopted this country and become citizens because they're from the former Soviet Union. These are wonderful, God-fearing people who lived in tyranny for many years. Every April 22nd, that's the day we would be selling Earth Day here in the United States beginning in 1970. Every April 22nd for decades, way before Earth Day, they were celebrating Vladimir Lenin's birthday on April 22nd. And something they all did in school on April 22nd was go out and plant a tree. Now, folks, founders of Earth Day wanted to pick that date specifically. It was the 100th anniversary of Vladimir Lenin's birthday. They picked that specifically to celebrate Earth Day. It's absolutely no coincidence. I go through the history of this in eco-tyranny. And that's because these founders of Earth Day, the three founders, were anti-American. They did not like this country. They wanted to use the environmental movement to change the way we live, mandate our behavior, and then also usher in an era of socialism and vanquish these United States of America of capitalism.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, that's what's really amazing is this timeline that he puts forward in the book that goes all the way through Hitler. You know, it really amazed me some of the things that you said about Hitler was about what kind of an environmentalist he was. But this is now, this went from Marx up to Hitler, but then is now, this is the agenda that the United Nations is pushing forward, and it's all to dismantle America, correct?
It is. And, Pastor, it's an amazing history. And, again, you know, I'm not just connecting dots here. I'm presenting historical facts, all footnoted so people can read this for themselves. But you first had Karl Marx and Frederick Engels. One of their disciples and students was Vladimir Lenin. He was the first guy that was able to take what they wrote, especially their environmental policies, and implement it on a national scale. Because Marx and Engels didn't believe that anyone should garner a profit off of a natural resource ever. And also, they believed that the natural resources belong to the state, not the people, including the property. That belongs to the state, not to the people. So Vladimir Lenin was the first to implement this. His people were starving, but boy, they had lots of natural resources, which they weren't using. The next guy to come along, and he was also a student of Marx and Engels, that was Adolf Hitler. He wanted to do it a little differently than Vladimir Lenin, however. He would allow for a certain amount of profits to be garnered from natural resources, but he greatly limited those profits. So in other words, he said, okay, if you're selling oil, coal, whatever the natural resource may be, or maybe you're in the pipeline of these particular activities, I'll allow you to make a little money, but I'll tell you just how much. So that was Hitler's way of dealing with this. And Hitler had a green program that was incredible as well. It mimicked in many ways what Lenin was doing. It was also interesting to note, Pastor, the word ecology, that was actually created by a disciple of Karl Marx.
Really?
Who hated people. This is a man who said humans were the insurgent sons of nature. Now take all that and let's fast forward it to the United Nations. The United Nations has always been on a tear to take down the United States of America.
Sure.
So they've employed a very vigorous environmental program ever since the 1970s aimed at implementing in the United States because they knew that the environment could be their best opportunity to employ socialism and get rid of capitalism in the United States of America.
Well, you know, you can clearly see, you know, folks, we're skipping a lot of things because we're only going to be doing a half hour tonight with Brian. So, Brian, excuse me if I leave some gaps out here to get to some of these other things.
And Pastor, we can do this again, and I would really appreciate the opportunity. My voice is just shot tonight, but I want to give you the very best I possibly can, so thank you.
Absolutely, and I would like to do this again, and hopefully maybe you'll send me an email or something and I can hook up with you. I just want to get this as much as we can to the people because they need to understand this is what's going on with the Obama administration. And, you know, it was funny. I gave to my producer the title of this book tonight, and, you know, he shot back with me. He said, how will they dismantle it? Hasn't that ship already sailed? Now, to those of us who are awake, really, and, you know, I kind of went, how do I answer this question? So the point is to many of us that are awake, it does look like that ship's almost sailed. Care to address that?
Yes, no, and that's, Pastor, these are very troubling times in which we live. And all of this goes into the spiritual. There's no question about this. We're embarking in a brave new world that was not intended by the founders of this country. But again, let's just take a look at the God-given rights we have, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Okay.
The pursuit of happiness is the ownership of property. And God always wanted it that way. You know, the reason why many of us are pro-life and we're willing to go to great lengths to protect life, even life in the womb, is because we love life. We're created in the image of God. That's very important. Okay. The other thing is liberty. God does not want us to be under the tyrannical hand, arm, or dictate of a demagogue, dictator, or whatever. God doesn't want that. He has given us rights. He doesn't want the states to give us those rights. They come from him, because if they come from the state, they can be taken away. The third part of this is, God has always intended for his people to have the ability to own property, because with property comes the ability to be self-sustaining. You can take care of yourself. You can take care of your family. You don't need a government handout if you have the ability to own property.
Right.
So let's look at what this Obama administration is doing right now, just in terms of property. It was never intended for the federal government to own 1 acre of land other than for military bases or for buildings necessary for having a central government. That's
right.
They were never supposed to be in the landholding business. They now own 700 million acres of land. And when they have the land, they have the resources. And when they have the resources, they can control those resources as they do and put them off limits to the people, which the Obama administration is doing like no one ever has before. And now in the back of eco-tyranny, I have a draft document. It's not important how I receive this document. The point is I have it, we scanned it, we put put it in the back of the books, complete with some mastermind's handwritten notes. It's from Obama's Department of Interior. It's a plan to take over 144 million acres of private property, turn it back to nature, keep those resources away from the American people, and don't even let the people be able to walk in these territories. And that's, to me, this is everything God did not want to intend. This is not what God intended for this country. And this is what this administration is doing before our very eyes, Pastor.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw the San Joaquin Valley just go to almost desert because they wanted a smelt fish at the first of the administration. That quarter, isn't that the Quarters Project, the wildland project that you're actually talking about, it looks like?
Yes, and I do go into great detail on the Wildlands Project, which was envisioned first by Dave Foreman. Dave was the founder of Earth First. He's a radical environmentalist who has been involved in killing people in the name of the environment and damaging and destroying private property in the name of the environment. And I should also tell you that this is a man, and let me back up because I don't want to get myself in trouble. While he hasn't killed anyone, he has inspired people to go out there and bring great harm to others' lives. So let me just clarify that remark because I don't want anybody to get in trouble here. I don't want any lawsuits. But beyond that, let's also make it very clear. This guy's a mainstream environmentalist. Besides putting together the eco-terror group Earth First, and I can stand by that statement, it is an eco-terror group. Besides putting together that group, this is a man who's been on the board of the Sierra Club and the Wilderness Society. He's a mainstream environmentalist. He came up with this wildlands plan to take broad swaths of American land and bring it back to nature. This is what's happening in California, as you just noted. We have farmers in this state. It's the largest agricultural state in the U.S. People forget that about California. We produce the nation's food. The farmers are being starved of water because the Department of Interior, the state of California, and the environmentalists have conspired to knock down dams and prevent farmers from getting the water necessary to grow the crops that are going to be that we rely on.
Right.
This is a part of turning California back to nature. It's craziness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, completely nuts. We've got maybe 5 minutes left in this section, and I'm not going to bring you back after commercial because I don't want your voices to be talking there. I did that before. But let's see if you can cover this for me. This really stood out in the book, and I couldn't believe it. I had to reread that section over several times. I was reading the part about the smart grid and the control of the thermostat inside your house. Is this for real?
This is shocking. And their work, we have, I'm in the Silicon Valley. That's where I'm talking to you from, in the San Francisco Bay Area. There are all sorts of companies working on this. They're well-funded. Some are receiving government money, some private money, but this is all true. And, by the way, this has been mandated and encouraged by and funded by federal government plans. So there's no going backward on this unless somebody in Congress finally creates some laws to undo this. The smart grid may have already been attached to your house. Most houses in America have seen a smart grid, the smart meter attached to your house.
Right.
This is the device that replaces the old electric spinning meter. This measures the amount of energy you're using on a minute-by-minute basis. Eventually, that will be connected to something called the HAN, the Home Area Network. Microsoft, Google, a number of companies are working on that particular piece. That'll be connected to every electrified device in your home, including your Energy Star appliances, which have already been outfitted with remote-controlled devices that can be turned on and turned off from a different location outside of your house. That's all true. I'm not making any of this up. The other thing, of course, that they're doing here is they're going to attach all of this to the smart grid. The smart grid, of course, funded with the stimulus dollars, and the smart grid is interactive. So let me just break this down with a brief scenario, and then your listeners will know exactly what's about to happen. It's a hot day in July, 105 degrees outside. There's a bit of an energy shortage. You have the air conditioner turned to 78 degrees, you're watching the ball game on the big screen TV, and you're doing a load of laundry. That's your business, that's your right, you can do that. Well, once all of this technology is employed, some unseen bureaucrat, probably a robot actually, will be able to look specifically at your address with all this technology, look at your address and say, my gosh, it's over 100 degrees, there's a little bit of a power shortage, this person has the thermostat at 78, okay, let's turn it up to 88 for starters. My goodness, there's a big screen TV onto that house. It must be at least 50 inches. Okay, let's turn that off. That will not be allowed to come on until after 8 o'clock at night. A load of laundry on a day like this in the middle of the day? You're kidding. Turn off those Energy Star appliances now. Do not let them come back on until after midnight. Folks, I didn't make up any of this. This is all law. This is being developed where I live in the Silicon Valley. It's coming to you. There's no running. There's no hiding unless we can get people in Washington, D.C. to turn back all of this legislation.
Well, and that's what it boils down to now is we need to get – here's a good example. I have – and maybe I'll save your voice here for a second. Folks, I had a fellow that you know, he's my senior a couple of years, but he recently got saved, and so now he's helping me at my church. And he has not access to the Internet or anything, and so all he's been watching is environmental movies and things on TV. And, you know, he just – it was completely overwhelmed, in fact, to digging a hole under his house for a shelter because he was worried about, you know, the heat coming. And I gave him your book, Brian. I said, wait, Steve, you got to read this book. And he read the book, and, you know, it changed his life.
Wow.
And so this book, folks, you got to get this book, and you got to share it. That's the, don't you think that's what sharing it? I'll let you pipe in here. You got about a minute left.
Well, Pastor, first of all, it's a great privilege and honor to be on your program, and I appreciate everything you're doing for America and also for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has allowed us to be here now for over 200 years. And this has been a great this land has been a great beacon of hope. We've spread the gospel. We've helped many people in the last couple of centuries. We need to maintain our liberty. And one of the key ways they're going after it right now, behind the scenes, and seemingly more and more people are buying into it, is with this green agenda. And that's why it must be stopped. That's why I wrote the book, Eco-Tyranny. And that's why we need to spread the word on this part of the agenda, which, again, is so subtle. And everyone wants clean air and clean water, but this is not about clean air and clean water, folks. This isn't about being a steward of the land that God's given us. This is eco-tyranny. This is what they're trying to do to us. And, Pastor, as you know, this has to be stopped.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's not stopped, we're enslaved. Well, Brian, really, thanks for being on with me. And after your voice heals, we'll come back on and we'll talk about some of these other things that I pulled out of the book. But God bless you, and I pray that your voice comes back. Amen.
It will, Pastor. We've just been – it's a blessing in one way because I've been on the phone all day talking about this. It's about 2:30 this morning. Everyone wants to know more about the book, so that's a great honor. Let's rebook this ASAP, and we'll do it again.
All right. God bless. Bye. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. That is if my – there you go.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied Internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Food prices going up. Homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas 66851, or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What makes deep sea salt from France so different? Up from the ocean depths in the south of France flow undersea rivers of pristine sea water. At high tide, the prepared salt ponds are filled with this water. Over spring and summer, processed only by ocean breezes and sunshine, the brine thickens and salt crystals float to the top. These are harvested with nets and deposited on wooden drainage flats to dry. The salt is then gathered up, packaged, and shipped around the world. This salt is much more than a box of lifeless sodium chloride. Soldiers worth their salt were once paid with this valuable commodity. It contains 78 to 84 balancing elements. This is living salt, and once you have tasted it, you will never go back to anything else. I've seen this salt in gourmet shops for $30 a pound. Get it now at 4spectrum.us for under $8 a pound. Order 10 pounds and enter the coupon code AVRSALT at checkout and save $20. Ships free to your door or call 800-581-8906. Order today.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, there goes my voice now. Okay, anyway, please consider a donation tonight for the Wichita Mission Church in Wichita, Kansas. I don't know why I wrote it like that, but it is in Wichita, Kansas, so anyway. We're about to start a new month, and we need to restock both with food and paper products. And you realize, I know women out there do this. Whenever you have company over or maybe you have a guest stay for a week with you, you always notice how much the hot water bill goes up, or you notice how much how much more toilet paper you use or other paper products. Like at our church, we use paper plates every day, and we use napkins and so on and so forth. And so can you imagine, 70-80 people every day that we're open, or and those people using like two napkins, so on and so forth, going to the bathroom, one, paper products is where it's at. Let me tell you, we use a lot of paper products. And some days towards the end of the month, we're serving over 100 people a day.
And so paper products, you have to have the paper products or you can't open the church. It's just a necessity. So we need to restock those. We also need to restock meat and other things. So pray about a donation. And if nothing else, if you folks out there don't want to send that kind of a donation, pray about sending some large print King James Bible. Also, for those of you that are being blessed by radio, let's stop and think about radio here for just a moment. Radio is a satellite radio program. Satellite radio airtime costs. And it's not like that I just pay a small monthly or yearly fee to the Internet. We pay for airtime every month, plus all the Internet things. So consider helping with airtime. If you're blessed by it, then you should pay for what you're being blessed by. Anyway, no donation is too small or not needed. Please pray and consider if the work we do is worthy. You can send a donation by mail or check, money order. You can donate online. Just go to prophecyhour.com for the mailing address. You can donate over there by PayPal or, again, send a check or money order. And we're now coming back with the program. But Brian, because he was losing his voice, couldn't stay on with us for the full hour. So I invited my producer, who also had his own program called The Frank Report, to come on and talk with us. And we're going to talk about several subjects, environment being one of them, but he also has a special announcement to make about the program that was on right after us. Are you there with me, Frank?
I sure am, Dan, and thanks for having me on. The program after this program, most of the listeners know, is Survival Time, and it was hosted by Richard McGregor. And a lot of the regular listeners know that, at least the regular listeners to my show know that Richard was very sick, and he was in the hospital, and the prognosis was not very good. And Richard passed away about an hour and 45 minutes ago. I just want to let everybody know who sent emails and prayed for Richard, that Richard appreciated every one of you. And, I don't know what much else to say other than his show was a great show, and he helped a lot of people with the survival hits. It will continue to run in memorial, for quite some time.
Right.
And if somebody... You know, this is a business, but if somebody comes along and wants that time, I will move Richard's show to another time and give another time slot, you know, the people that have the opportunity at that time to listen, to give them the opportunity to listen and benefit from that show also, because radio's funny. People don't, not very many people plan their day around what's on the radio.
Right.
They listen to the radio when they can listen to the radio. Okay? They schedule radio around their life, not their life around radio.
Right.
So to put shows in different time slots is sometimes a good move, because you're addressing a whole group of people that never had the chance at that time because of their schedules and their lives. So
yeah,
Survival Time is going to run for quite some time. I have well over a year of shows, so we're going to keep that running for quite a while.
Well, that's a good thing, and just a comment on the different time slots. I know that technically, folks, this is the time that I do Prophecy Hour Live, but this show replays at 7 o'clock on Sunday nights, which a bunch of you and my listeners out there know about, because I got a bunch of you that don't listen to it on Thursday when it's live, but you're all over there ready to listen to it on Sunday night when it comes back on. And then my other program, Mission Watch, follows right afterwards. But, that extra time slot makes it, it makes it better. And I think you replay this three times a week, don't you?
Yeah. And actually it's more than that if you count the, because everybody, like today, you'll do your show on Thursday, and then I call it tonight, but it's really tomorrow morning. I will play your show, again, like I do all the shows from today will play in the overnight that I don't have on the schedule.
Oh, right.
But, that's just the way I do it, that every, all the shows from that day get replayed that night off the schedule. you know, so the middle of the night, or actually it's more for people who are like in Australia or Japan or, you know, New Zealand or all the other places that it's the middle of the day.
Well, you know, isn't that, that's really amazing because, you know, I have a lot of people that, and I notice it because on my podcast pages where I, now folks, you can, there's an archive right here on American Voice Radio site, but I have an archive that, you know, it tells me where they're listening at, and it amazes me how people overseas really listen to this program, you know. I mean, like, what has somebody in China got to do with wanting to know what's on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing, don't you think?
It really is. But then again, you know, with the satellite, I usually use the satellite for this, but I like to go listen to foreign broadcasts that are in English, of course, because I don't understand any other language. So,
right.
You know, if I was in China and I knew, you know, I could understand English, I guess I would want to know what's going on in America.
Right.
You know?
Right, absolutely. You know, what those crazy Americans are saying about their own country.
Well, yeah, and they get to see, you know, they get to see Fox News, and they get to listen to, you know, the mainstream. So when they come on here and they hear the other side of the coin, it gives them a more complete package of what's really going on. And, then, you know, that's the same reason I listen to, like, or I watch, should I say, but actually I don't really watch it. I more listen to it, but... You know, it's a TV thing, which is Al Jazeera and Russia Today and Press TV. Now, Press TV is out of Iran,
right?
But they're all English speaking. So you know, I get their perspective of world events, you know, too.
Well, you know, we talked about this before. I mean, after we get off the radio, we usually talk for a while. But we talked about this before that. You know, I said that. You want to know what's going on in America, go to its enemy or another country mm-hmm. and read about what's or listen to what's going on in America. If you want to know about, you know, Australia, maybe then you might want to look to America and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
So you get a better, you know, a better perspective on things.
Because every country's got an agenda to, and not even every country, every person that lives in a country has an agenda, whether they know it or not, to kind of try to paint their country in, you know, the most favorable light. Whereas, like you said, your enemies, they may, you know, and I'm, you know, obviously your enemies are going to over-exaggerate your weak points, but
right.
you know, and I don't watch these other things with any more believableness than I do Fox News or CNN.
Right. Well, you know what? I don't believe CNN with any believableness at all. That's the communist news network as far as I'm laughing, but I mean, have you really ever watched that liberal stuff? I mean, there's so many broad lies, and then they say, and they, the next time they talk, they say the opposite of what they said in the first place.
Well, you know, and what's funny is I had the same attitude towards CNN as you did until I watched MSNBC. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, there's somebody even more left-wing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, people don't really understand, but CSNBC and NBC is all the same company. they were talking about it on Fox News, how that, you know, and they were explaining it to, and I thought, well, I thought everybody knew that it was, you know, all the same people. But they acted like it was big news. They were exposing that it was, you know, all the same thing. But you know, let me tell you, where does talk, you know, where do we fit into this spectrum of things? Why should people listen to us? Why do you think, Frank?
Well,
and don't just build it up because it's your American voice.
Because we're American voice and they're right. How's that?
That's right.
Well, I think it's good, you know, I think it's good to listen to American Voice Radio Network, alternative things, Al Jazeera, CNN, Fox News, BBC, all of it. If you want to, but, you know, listen to everything, verify everything. You know, if you think, oh, somebody's on to something, right? Well, don't just take their word for it. Do some learning on your own. Do some looking up, some reading, some what people call research on your own to make sure that what you're hearing is right, because I'm telling you that why it's important on AVR, and I know people are going to say, well, you know, you're a little biased, and actually I'm a lot of biased, but on AVR, I know the hosts and have listened to their shows enough to know that everything that they're saying, they truly believe. And that now I may disagree. People may make mistakes. They might not understand a subject entirely and say things that aren't exactly accurate sometimes. This happens to everybody. But nobody on this network is deliberately misleading anybody because of their own agenda. And that's
right.
Really what the purpose is, because all the hosts on AVR, their agenda is to tell you the truth as they know it. Now, people make mistakes, and people have opinions that you may not agree with. But that, you know, there's a difference between that and being deliberately misled based on an agenda. And that's what's
right.
happening in the mainstream media and with a lot of, and I got to say this, and with a lot of alternative
right.
outlets, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let's go. I know I'm going to talk about this program for a minute. I have one of the greatest, anyway, I believe, and I've been told that by people who have been listening to me for numerous years, that I have one of the broadest array of guests on this program. Now, clearly, there's no way that I can agree with every one of these folks, any way, shape, or form. And I tell you, you need to pray about it. You need to decide for yourself on your own what's beneficial to them. But I do put people on that I believe that they're convinced, like Brian Sussman. Now, you know, I've checked a lot of his facts, I've read his books, and I won't say that he's 99%, maybe he's only about 75%, you know, exactly on track. But he believes in his heart he doesn't have an agenda other than trying to warn you. That's his agenda.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to warn you. And that's the kind of people that I put on. I've got one guy right now that's written a book, and you know, while he's popular on a lot of other programs, I know what he's about. His main agenda is trying to push books and sell books. And, you know, I don't want that kind of person on here. I want somebody on here that truly wants to warn. What do you think, Frank?
Well, I agree with that. Other than, you know, and I make exceptions with, you know, because I, you know, there's quite a lot of people out there with the agenda just to sell whatever it is they're selling.
Right.
But sometimes I let that go when it comes down to the point what they're selling is really going to benefit the listener.
Right.
Even though their agenda may be just to make money and sell this thing, it doesn't matter because the thing will benefit the listeners.
Right.
You know, in that case, I will forego my, you know, knowledge of you're just here to sell things, I know. But that's okay. Go ahead, because what you've got there is a great product that is going to actually benefit the listeners. And,
right.
And so in those cases, I do. But if it's just I wrote a book about nothing and I want to come on and push it, well, no.
No, yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's really that's what I meant, you know. But you know, you can see through some of these people that are just, I don't know. But so my point, I guess, is that, you know, we're just trying. You know, the world's in trouble. America is in trouble. I'm going to use your phrase, Frank. I think that America is so far down, stuck in the mud, and we were going to talk about this, that I don't think it's ever going to get out. I don't think it's going to turn around, and I don't think, just like your question to Brian was, how will it dismantle? Hasn't that ship already sailed? I'm in agreement with Frank. That ship's already sailed, and what's to do but get off the grid? What do you think?
Well, you know, and before I have a new catchphrase.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, radio hosts have to have catchphrases.
Okay. What's yours?
You better think about that and get you a catchphrase.
Yeah,
I
will. I'll think about it right now. Okay, I thought about it for two seconds.
The donkey's the donkey's in the ditch.
The donkey's in the ditch. Yeah. Well, we could even pull a donkey out of the ditch on the Sabbath, but.
Well, that's right. But, you know, the donkey's like up to its belly in the ditch, and I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it out, you know, because we're in real trouble. I mean, we're in real trouble, and I really believe the only thing you can do, and I appreciate your guests' optimism and tenaciousness and him wanting to make a change and get people excited enough to complain enough to, you know, get them to stop doing their agenda. But I have real concerns, and I seriously doubt that they're going to stop their agenda no matter how many people complain. And so that leaves you on your own to kind of try to figure out, well, okay, what can I do to protect my family and myself from, you know, they decide you're not washing clothes today, off it goes. How do I protect myself from that? And, you know, I want to go back to the show that follows yours, Survival Time with Richard McGregor.
Right.
Because this idea I'm going to tell people didn't originate with me. He said it on his show. Now, think about this, folks. What happens with a smart, what do they call them? Energy Star?
Energy Star, yeah. That's that little thing that comes on, folks. It's in all your computers just about. It comes on. It says this product is Energy Star compliant. Mm-hmm. You have it when you go shopping and for a new washer or dryer, sorry. Something, it'll say Energy Star compliant, and it's a big deal, and it's been around for years.
Yep, and now the solution, or one of the solutions that Richard put out to his listeners is, now you could go off the grid, go completely solar, turbine, wind power, you know, the whole nine yards, or you could just simply simulate that, and instead of having all your, you know, you have your pole, you have your power from the company, and then you put all your Energy Star, you plug them all into the wall, and now they watch them all, and they can control them all. Well, his idea was, instead of that, get yourself, and you could do solar panels too, but if your only goal is to stop this Energy Star thing, is to basically put a shunt between you and the power from the company. And how you do that, one way to do that, is that you, instead of your power going, say, into your house, you have your power going to a battery charger that charges a bank of batteries that is hooked to a bank of inverters. And you use those as your power. And you can have as much power as, you know, I mean, you've got a battery charger to these. So you are using power, but your power is washed through, it's, first of all, it's coming in AC. The battery charger changes it to DC. It goes into your batteries as DC, comes out of your batteries as DC, goes into the inverters, and comes back AC. They cannot monitor. They cannot control your devices that way.
And if your battery charger isn't Energy Star compliant, then, you know, what are they going to say? You're just shut off your electricity. But if they shut off your electricity, you've got what in your battery system? You've got a 24 hours worth of juice at least.
It depends how many batteries you choose to have. I mean, the more batteries you have, the longer it will last. You know, if you've only got two batteries, then it's not going to last as long as if you have, say, eight batteries. You know, and these big, I just priced them the other day because I was down there, at Batteries Plus. They've got a big deep cycle battery for $100.
Right.
You know, and this is a, oh, I don't know, it's got some crazy amp hours. It lasts days, you know,
right,
at 20 amps. You know, at 20 amps the last days. And, you know, people, you don't use as much power as you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really don't use as much as you think you do. So that's just one idea of what you can do, you know, for a couple $1,000. You know, it's going to cost you some coin to buy the batteries, to buy the inverters, and to buy the battery charger. But, you know, when you do that, you know, so it's going to cost you a couple $1,000, a few $1,000 maybe, but what do you want to do? Do you want to do that? Can you do that? If you can, it's something to think about. It's, you know.
Well, how I just thought about this is, you know, folks, you know, you're wanting to get off the grid. This is like getting off the grid backwards. You know, instead of buying your solar panels and your other alternate sources of energy first, You don't do that. You buy the inverters and all the things that you need to hook up everything in your house, the battery bank, and then you temporarily use the electrical service until maybe then you can later on get some solar panels or maybe even a generator or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that being a really good way to do it. I never looked at it that way. Going at it backwards, that seems the way to do it.
Well, and, you know, this is, you know, I've got to give Richard the credit, you know, and his show and remind people, you know, this is the kind of information, you know, that show is chock full of. I mean,
right.
Richard was a great asset to anybody out there that was concerned with, you know, surviving and preparedness.
Well, you know, let's throw this in. Folks, it's a blessing that program's out there. It's also a blessing for this kind of program to be out there because, really, it is now time. You got to get serious. This stuff is coming. I don't care if we do change presidents. I don't think we're going to. But even if we do, while it might seem like it's backing up a little bit, it's not going to get us out of the hole. The only way we could get out of the hole is if we had... Well, you know, Romney is clearly he's Mormon, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Therefore, that's another God, right? So how can God bless this nation when we're still not turned back to God? We took God out of everything. How can he bless us?
Well, right? that's true. And, you know, people have said that too. And I've looked at it and, you know, when people say, well, the Mormons worship another God. And I don't know that that's true, but I do know that they have another gospel, and I know that's not allowed.
Yeah,
the Book of Mormon says it is another testimony of Jesus Christ, and that is
right.
Not allowed.
Well, you know, and we're supposed to, one thing that we're supposed to believe is that Christ is the living Son of God, right? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That he died for our sins, rose 3 days later, and through his blood atonement, that, you know, that's how we get to heaven. Well,
mm-hmm.
They do not believe that. They believe that he's just the example of what we're all going to become, you know. But we don't have time to go completely into that because I actually am about time to get out of here, Frank.
Already?
Yeah. So you
Gosh, why do I even bother? I mean, this was like a couple of seconds.
Well, you shouldn't talk so much, maybe, you know.
You made me.
I made you? I really reached through the phone and twisted your arm. Okay, folks, don't listen to this guy anymore. I'm going to get out of here.
Thanks, Dan.
Otherwise, he might cut me off the air early. Okay. Anyway, folks, don't want to mix. Next Thursday Live and Rabbi Jonathan Cain will be back to talk with us more about the Harbinger, and I guarantee he will be with us for the whole program. I thought Brian would be, but... Anyway, Brian will be back on with us. We'll get him rescheduled, and he'll be back on. We must remember that there's only one God, and he is the Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach, who gave his life for our repentant sins. He rose 3 days and three nights after being in the heart of the earth. Through him is the only way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others, folks. Lord our God, Father King Universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until the first day of the week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.